Anyway, it is my absolute pleasure to introduce our guest speaker for today, and we've been advertising for Kartan to speak today, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. Kartan holds a role within our church that maybe you don't see because you're a part of the English service, but he's a part of our Arabic board, which is like the English ministry team. And so Kartan leads worship for the Arabic service, and he also is a part of really making a lot of the decisions. And he's in the few years that I've been able to know the family, and he's just been such a great father and such a great leader in the church, and doing such a wonderful job. He also has an amazing testimony of how God has really changed his life. And so I would love for you to give a massively warm welcome for Kartan today.
So, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Affinity Church. I'm so happy to be here today and to share my testimony with you. But let me start. I would like to introduce myself to you. My name is Kartan Gog, and I'm from Salt Al-Light Arabic Church. I'm married to Asal, and we have two sons. The older one is Samuel, and the younger, Emmanuel. We arrived to Australia in December 2017, and I served the Lord in, as Pastor Daniel said, in the worship and praising service. And this is the main gift that God gave it to me. And once we arrived to Australia, God blessed us to establish Arabic speaking Salt Al-Light in Craigieburn in May 2018, and in 2021, specifically during the Easter, we had a combined service between our group and the Infinity and with the South Morang Arabic group. After that, we decided to marriage, and indeed it's happened in August 2021, and the Lord has greatly blessed us after that, and we were part of Infinity Change, and this is the quick brief about me. Yeah, sorry, excuse my language. I'm doing my best. This is the first time that I'm talking. I share in English any message. So I would depend on the paper because I don't want to miss anything. This is not my the best way, but I have to do it. Yeah. So again, it's a privilege, and it's honor to be with you here today to share my testimony. And when I say my testimony, I mean that I will talk about two things and two truths. The first one is my story with God. The first truth is my story with God. I believe and I trust that God has given every person and everyone the opportunity to have their own story with Him. Just as you read in the Bible the story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Moses, Peter, John, Zechariah, the Samaritan, the woman Samaritan, and to the end of the list. All of these people, and we too, are called to have our own story with God, or to be a part of His story. And God's presence in this story will give it the meaning and the purpose and the value to our life. The second point, or the second truth, is that when I talk about my testimony, I stand before you and the others as a witness to the truth. And as you know, the truth always makes a difference in the people's life. And just as John Baptist, when he said, "I'm a voice, I'm a voice shouting in the wilderness, clear the way for the Lord coming. And I think all of us remember that John can do a different in his message, in his generation. And there's a lot of people get back to the Lord because he was witness to the Lord. And the Lord Jesus called us and he said, you are my witnesses. Therefore, today I came to share with you my testimony as an eyewitness and to share my story with God and what God has done in my life and what he is able to do in your life as well. So let's start. Let me now begin and give my testimony and tell you my story with God. The story starts from the moment I was born. I was born in Iraq in 1979 in a small family. And my father passed away at a young age due to car accident when I was only 10 days. My mother at that age of 22, and she had only two options. The first one, to surrender to the sadness and run away from the responsibility of raising two children, a daughter of 2 years and a son of 10 days, or decided to take on the challenge and raise her children. And thank God she chose the second option. And she decided to face the challenge and not give up. It didn't take a long time for me to realize at a very young age that there was something missing in my life and in my family life. The presence of the Father. This is what we're missing. Our family didn't look like the other families because every family that I knew, whether from my friends or relatives, had fathers except for us. This is what I thought. This created a huge and deep emptiness in me, for me. And although my grandparents, both from my mother's side and my father's side, tried. They did their best to fill this emptiness. Their attempts was aware and successful. And I would like to tell you a truth. Not having a father meant being a person without security, without protection, like a house without walls. I began questioning God at the age of 3 and 4 years and asking an answerable question like, why God? Why me? Why I'm without a father like everyone else? During that challenge, my family was always committed to attending to the church every Sunday. And the church was the place where I felt security and peace and comfort. I was so happy when I went to the church. That I was missing. Going to the church became a passion for me. I preferred it over playing with my friends or watching a TV at that time. And because we were a humble family, my mother hoped that I would finish my university study and obtain a prestige degree, such as medical fields or for engineering. These were dreams for every Arab. Yeah, this is true. So, but unfortunately, when I reached the final grade in the high school, I was unable to achieve those dreams. I struggled and failed at that year. At that time, the educational system in my country forced students who were 18 years old and had failed for two following years to join to the army. And that was happened for me. And that time in 1999, when Saddam Hussein was the president of Iraq. I don't know if you know him. I think you know. Yeah. This was the end of my dreams. At that time, I feel this is the end of my dreams. I was not someone skilled in like a handyman. We don't have money. And now without any degree, I felt worthless and useless. At that time, actually, I feel into deep depression. This is unreal. I still remember how I was feeling with deep depression. My future seemed dark, and I didn't know what I would become. I felt worthless, aimless, and unprotected and insecure. The strange thing, though, despite the depression and those feeling of hopelessness, was that I had a passion to reading a Bible. I don't know how, but this is what happened. I started reading the book of Samuel, and the book of Samuel is when it was the first thing that I really start to read in the Bible. And I read it with passion every day. And when I reached to the second Samuel chapter 6, I still remember one day the youth leader was giving me a ride, so dropped me off to my home, and I asked him about the king of David. How can a king like David dancing in front of the ark of confident covenant like this? I asked him this question, and I continue and I answer myself. I told him, look, I think David was celebrating God as if he were celebrating with his father. This is what I said. And he straight away, he answered me and replied. He said, look, maybe, but, and I still remember his words. He said, look, Kahtan, that just as God is the father of David, he is also your father. These words hits me hard. And I still remember I just waited for the moment to get out from the car, because I want to back to my room, and I just would like to pray these words. And this is what happened. I arrived to my home and I went into my room, kneeled down and began praying with tears, and I just prayed these words. I'm your child. I'm your child, and it's the right of the child for the father to take care of him. It's more than, believe me, it's more than half an hour, I didn't remember. I just repeated this word. I'm your child, and it's the right of the child for the father to take care of him. I prayed these words, and after that, when I finished, I still remember what happened. When I got up, I felt light, and there is look like a load off my shoulder. It's take away. And after that, I had a chance to take an external exam, but unfortunately, I had only just 10 days before the exam, and I wasn't ready. But I decided to trust God. I took the exam, and I passed them by a miracle. Just 10 days. Yes, praise the Lord. And when I received the result, I stood and I look at him, and I say this word. I told him, hey, Lord, for 20 years, I have been looking for a father. And now that I have found you, can you imagine that I would leave you ever, ever? So I realized that the earthly father are just a picture or image, but the true father is God. At that moment, I made a covenant with God to stay with him. And my journey with the Lord began in 1929 and continued by his grace to this day. It has been a journey in which he gave me salvation, righteousness, gave me meaning, gave me protection, value, and purpose. And today, I stand here as eyewitness to the truth, while there are the false witnesses who lie about God. Infinity Church, what I would like to say to you, God has a story of each of us. And if you don't have face-to-face experience with him, our life story will lack meaning. If I had stopped at the chapter of the losing of my father, or the chapter of my needs, or the chapter of failure in the high school, I would not have reached the chapter of God is my father, God is my righteousness and my salvation and purpose. Therefore, I want to encourage everyone, and encourage myself as well. If you are going through moments when you feel like the story is reached to the end and all the solutions are beyond you, I want to remind you and remind to myself, when all the doors are closed, Jesus would come and he would say, peace. And he will announce to you, I'm your hope. I'm the gate. I'm the exit door. I'm your true father. This proclaim will give to your life the meaning, value, and purpose. Lastly, again, I'm here today just to say that there is a special role and a special place for you in God's story. Remember that. You have a role in God's kingdom. He's waiting that you take your place and take your role and just do what he put a gift and what he gave you. So there's a special role and place for the God's story, and I praise the mighty God, El Shaddai, who walked in my life and changed me and brought good out of my hard times. And you know, he can do the same thing for you. The God who helps me and who changed me and gave me the purpose and the value and the meaning of the life from the hard circumstances, he can do it with you as well. We are called to be his witnesses and to share the truth. And our story, please believe that, our story will make a difference as we will utter about the one who brought us from the darkness into his amazing light. Amen. Thank you again to give me this opportunity. I pray from all my heart that you would be a part of the God's story and you would be a witness for the truth. Amen. I don't know if that possible. This is the first time that I hear the song of the goodness. Thank you, Samuel. Thank you for that. Thank you. Yes. So I don't know if we can do it again. Yeah. Thank you so much.
As the worship team sets up, and we'll stand to worship, and I I want to maybe just not to to add on to Khatan's message, like how amazing that after this, you know, Khatan has a family and is able to be a father and able to take that on, and the remainder of their story as a family is pretty amazing as well. And obviously you can tell, having lived in Iraq in the time of war and whatnot, it's a pretty amazing scenario that the thing that has stayed with you, Khatan, through all of the things that you've been through, is that God was with you from the beginning. That we have not experienced war, but I can imagine that would be life-changing. But the thing that Khatan remembers the most, and the thing that was most powerful to him, was God being his father. The Holy Spirit in that moment giving you peace. Wow. We're going to sing, so would you stand with us? And then we're going to give you an opportunity that if you've never received Jesus, if you've never had the opportunity to have that father, the true father, that you would have that opportunity tonight. So we'll do that after we've sung this song. Today, I want you to have that opportunity that if you've never decided, if you've never done what Khatan did and sat and said, God, I want that relationship with you. God, I want that relationship with you. If you've not made that decision, the thing that allows relationship with God is faith in Jesus Christ. It is faith, the belief that he died for you, that he took your sin on the cross, the punishment that you deserved for your wrongdoing, that Jesus took it, he paid for it, and therefore it is done and it is finished. When we believe in Jesus, that punishment that he took, says in Scripture, bought us adoption to sonship. That we would become sons, children of God. That we would become sons and daughters of the Most High because of the faith in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for us. If you today have not made that decision, but you want a relationship with God, I want to encourage you and give you that opportunity to do that. If that's you, would you raise your hand so that we can pray for you? Just so that the people around you can lay hands on you and pray for you. If that's you today, would you be brave? Would you raise your hand? That's okay. Today, I also want to pray for anybody who maybe they've never experienced that love of the Father like Khatan has. That you had a mixed up relationship with your father. Maybe you had a relationship that wasn't there, or maybe, like Khatan, you grew up without a father present. I want to pray for you today that you would experience that adoption to sonship. That adoption and that love of the Father that has taken Khatan from the depths of where he was all throughout his life. I want to encourage you today. Let's pray for you. God, we pray for any person here that has not experienced the love of a father and known you as a father. God, we pray today, Holy Spirit, move in them and give them peace. Move in each person and give them that peace, that knowledge that if I'm your child, you will take care of me. And that today they experience that love and protection and care of the Father. We thank you, God, that we are adopted into sonship with you. We are adopted sons and daughters that we now get to be taken care of by the Creator. Oh, God, thank you so much for moving and changing in us.
Yesterday at our prayer gathering, the Lord gave me a verse and I didn't know exactly what it was for, but it was for today. And it's the same story that Ken shared from Exodus 12 about the final of the plagues when the Lord passed through Egypt and the Egyptians were struck down. But verse 22, where it says, take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood of the Passover lamb that was sacrificed, and put some blood on the top and the sides of your doorframe. None of you shall go out of the door of your house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top of the sides of the doorframe, and he will pass over that doorway. He will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. The blood of Jesus is the covering of the Father. And there's someone here who needs that protection, who is desperately seeking that protection. And the Lord is saying, I am here. I am your protection. Take the seal of Christ, the blood of Christ spilled for you. Anoint your doorway and let me cover you. The Passover sacrifice to the Lord, we still believe in today. Amen. And the Lord is calling for us to take that blood, to take that sacrifice that Jesus has given to us, and to rest in the peace of the knowledge that we are covered by the blood of the Father. The Son's sacrifice giving us back to the Father. Amen. Amen.